You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Search efforts continue for a missing La Crosse woman. 22-year-old Elliot Hines was last seen Sunday morning walking on the 500 block of Front Street South. La Crosse police are asking for the public's help in finding her. For the past 2 days, search operations have covered both the water and land in the area she was last seen. Hines is 5'4" and weighs about 120 pounds and was last seen wearing a white t-shirt and jean shorts. Anyone with information on her location is asked to call the La Crosse Police Department. Four meetings dot the city government calendar today. The city administrator work group will meet, as well as the building and housing appeals board, to go over an item for the renovation of Fire Station 3. The Economic and Community Development Commission will go over annual compliance reports for several property developments around La Crosse, and the Human Rights Commission will hear a discrimination complaint. There's only a few more committee meetings left in July. The next Common Council meeting is August 14th. The latest state budget includes some funding for childcare providers in the state, but an industry already stretched thin financially is starting to see more challenges. With more, here's Civic Media's Terry Barr.
Corrine Hendrickson runs Corrine's Little Explorers in the Nuclearis area. She led the push to get a bigger piece of the state budget pie for thousands of childcare programs all across the state.
As I was watching the budget proceed and realized we're probably not going to get what I need in order to stay open and affordable, like wondering, what do I do? How do I stay open? And where do these kids go? To be honest, I'm angry that I'm closing in this way.
The budget includes $360 million for childcare, but Hendrickson says the need for support is closer to $1 billion. And adding to the problem, trained teachers are in short supply, and providers with open spots for children can't legally fill those due to the workforce shortage. Corrine's Little Explorers will close in August after 18 years in business.
Before the budget was signed into law, about a third of Wisconsin childcare providers were at risk of shutting down without any new funding sources. It's Aviation Week in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
This week through Sunday has been proclaimed Aviation Week by Governor Tony Evers in recognition of the world's largest aviation celebration, EAA AirVenture 2025, happening this week in Oshkosh. Wisconsin Department of Transportation Secretary Christina Boardman says the event at Whitman Airport highlights WISDOT's Bureau of Aeronautics' commitment to strengthening Wisconsin's aviation network. Attendees are encouraged to visit the WISDOT BOA exhibit in Hangar A to learn more about the Wisconsin airport system and the various aviation programs that are offered across our state.
You can find more information on the DOT's website. The Cooley region will see hot and humid conditions for the next several days. With tips on how to stay safe in the heat, here's Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heat and humidity are building. It's time to be aware of signs of heat-related illnesses, and it can happen fast, which is why hydration is important. Here's what's happening. We're sweating more because the air is muggy and full of water, so it's harder to evaporate the sweat off of us, which that cools us down. So since our internal body temperatures can rise to unhealthy levels, it's why you should avoid strenuous activities in the high heat. Or be sure to keep an eye on your water intake. Avoid sugary drinks and alcohol, as those work to dehydrate you even more. If you start to feel dizzy, confused, or suddenly stop sweating, it's time to get inside and find some AC. Or find a fan, get in a shaded area, cool down. Because if you continue, heat stroke is possible. You could see stars, blackout, or throw up. Nearly 700 Wisconsinites have visited emergency rooms for heat-related illnesses last year, and 39 kids across the country died. Never leave them or pets inside of a car, because in just 20 minutes on an 80-degree day, the CDC says the inside of your car can hit 109 degrees Fahrenheit. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Information on cooling centers in the area can be found on your city's website. Our listening area is under a heat advisory from noon until 8 p.m. today. The La Crosse County Board approved a measure to accept $350,000 in state grant money for the Pathways Home Program. The measure, which was previously also approved by the La Crosse Common Council, will provide funding to hire an additional social worker and help with housing assistance, treatment plans, and supplies. Funding from the grant runs through 2027. To date, the Pathways Home Program has aided in housing over 150 people, in addition to providing other services for people who are experiencing homelessness. An elections clerk is found to have broken the law in the presidential election, according to the Wisconsin Elections Commission. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Now, the commission had already released a bunch of information in their report, but yesterday, its members actually adopted that report with a 5-1 vote. 1 month after the election, Mary Beth Witzel-Bell, then clerk for about two decades, informed city officials that 193 ballots hadn't been counted in the presidential election. She was suspended, then resigned from her post earlier this year. In a 6-month investigation with more than a dozen depositions, the commission says Witzel-Bell violated the law on 5 counts, including not properly training staff and not having control of the clerk's office operations, printing poll books too early, not handling absentee ballots properly, improper opening and counting of those absentee ballots, and not properly reconciling ballot numbers as part of the canvassing process. Commissioners reiterated their shock that no one outside the clerk's office was told about this error until a month later. Commissioner Don Millis.
Part of the reason why this has gotten the attention, and I guess the attention that we've given it, is not because of the mistakes that were made, but because of the manner in which this was handled. It's disturbing.
However, the commission did not recommend bringing charges against Witzel-Bell. The commission came up with a list of requirements the city of Madison would have to meet. City Attorney Michael Haas says the clerk's office has already implemented changes to ensure this couldn't happen again. Now Madison city officials will get to give their input before these requirements are adopted by the Wisconsin Elections Commission. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Voters who were impacted by the ballots not being counted were contacted after the election. The annual Wisconsin Football Coaches Association All-Star Games were held in Oshkosh this past weekend. The event, which brings in the top senior high school football players from around the state, is in its 49th year. Since 2008, the players, coaches, and organizers have raised money for Children's Wisconsin. This year's fundraising topped $350,000. On the field, it was a sweep for the North All-Stars this weekend as they defeated the South in the 8-player, small school, and large school games. High temperatures will be in the mid-90s, with high humidity pushing the heat index into the triple digits today. Scattered showers and storms are possible into the evening, with better chances of rain tomorrow. Highs will fall back into the mid-80s through the weekend, with rounds of scattered showers and storms. Highs return to the 90s by early next week, and the humidity won't take a break either. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Training camp is underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports in Green Bay, where the Packers training camp got started. The team holding open practice to the public. The players riding the bikes of kids to the Nitschke practice field, a tradition dating back to the Lombardi era. Practices tomorrow, Thursday and Friday, open to fans at 10:30 a.m. Baseball. The Brewers' 11-game winning streak came to an end. Seattle's all-star catcher, Cal Raleigh, got a hold of a solo home run shot off of Nick Mears in the sixth, and that was it. The Brewers losing to the Mariners 1-0. That was the second longest winning streak in Brewers franchise history. NBA, Damian Lillard says, after suffering that torn Achilles tendon, he asked some other athletes for advice, including Kevin Durant and a former Packers player.
You know, I know it's going to be a long journey. I know it's a challenge mentally, you know, just kind of learning more about it, you know, talking to Aaron Rodgers and KD and Rudy Gay, you know, all these guys that experienced it and handled it differently.
That's the Trailblazers' Damian Lillard with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. There will be jerks out there who are just not kind and will take it as offensive just because it is about kindness. That is director James Gunn describing his film Superman while addressing criticism of the film as woke. While addressing the issue, Gunn asks, what is woke? Gunn says Superman is an immigrant and his creators in 1938, Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster, were sons of immigrants. Gunn acknowledged there is an immigrant angle, but that the film is primarily about kindness and morality. James Remar is open to returning as as Richard. Remar was last seen as the boyfriend on season 4 of Sex and the City. Remar says as an actor, he's always taking calls, but he does have one question. Does he have to get naked again? A lot of actors probably ask that. James Remar is now 71, so I think we're all hoping the answer to the naked question is a resounding no. Remar is also known for his roles on Dexter and most famously, in my opinion, The Warriors. Okay, Sandler fans, buckle up. Happy Gilmore 2 is on the way, thrilling golf and comedy fans across the world. Adam Sandler recently told Collider there were serious rewrites of the script due to the passing of Carl Weathers, who played Chubbs Peterson, Gilmore's mentor in the first film in 1996. Weathers passed away last year from a heart attack, forcing the production of Gilmore to adapt. Sandler says there are many tributes to Chubbs in the second installment. Happy Gilmore 2 drops on Netflix Friday, July 25th. Sad news from the world of Ted Lasso, at least if you're a certain actor. Apple TV announced Monday that Jamie Tart will not be lacing them up for AFC Richmond. Actor Phil Dunster will not return in the role, at least not as the series regular. Deadline reports that the actor had already taken a role in a still untitled HBO show with Steve Carell, creating a scheduling conflict. Season 4 of Lasso is currently filming in Kansas City. You heard that right, not in the UK. There is no release date announced yet for the new season. Former star of The Cosby Show, Malcolm Jamal Warner, has passed away. Warner accidentally drowned while swimming in Costa Rica after being pulled under by a current. Warner played Theo Huxtable for 8 seasons on the groundbreaking show from 1984 to 1992. Warner received a Best Supporting Actor Emmy nomination for comedy. He later went on to star in his own sitcom, Malcolm and Eddie. Most recently, he was seen as a series regular on the show The Resident. Malcolm Jamal Warner was 54 years old. Speaking of The Resident, and according to Deadline, producers and actors, including Morris Chestnut and Sean A. Wilson, paid tribute to Malcolm Jamal Warner, calling him larger than life and a really solid human being. Warner made it his goal at a young age not to be a forgotten about childhood star. It was his role as AJ the Raptor Austin that he played for 5 seasons on the Fox medical drama that reintroduced him to audiences as an adult. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be hot and muggy today. The heat index pushing 100 or better with an actual high in the low to mid 90s this afternoon. A few thunderstorms late this afternoon and tonight. Some of those could be strong to severe with hail and wind being the main threat tomorrow. Partly cloudy thunderstorms with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.